To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Steve Rosenbloom.
There was a keg stand I lost to an 81-year-old lady. She got off the ninth floor, but it was really close.
Mark Grody.
I've been waiting to get a hold of this guy for years. Channel 2 News is out there interviewing people. Yeah, I've been talking to my wife about getting Steve. He once connected my dots and more to my blade. I'm going to dunk his ass.
They suck, so you don't have to.
Can't you morons do anything right?
Founding members of the WB Club.
Smoke weed every day.
The three words that describe this show, and I quote.
Stink, stank, stunk.
It's Saturday Suckage on the Score.
We should be 670 WSUK.
Apologize. What is your name? I don't know who you are, the host.
I'm Steve Rosenbloom. I even remember to turn on my microphone. And
what a start. Let's go.
Off and sucking on Saturday Suckage. Let's find out who else is here. Grobber.
It sucks and it freebases.
Don Cooper.
If I think something sucks, I'll tell you it sucks.
Jake Arrieta.
This sucks. Really, it does.
Eloy Jimenez.
Hey, you guys. Not gonna make anyway. You guys suck. And when I got traded the next day, oh, welcome to the suck team.
Should we take that out of the roll call, Trash Panda?
I kind of like it.
Okay. All right. It's a huge departure from the way everything else goes. All right. Moving right along. Toby!
Oh my God, this sucks!
Random Bears fan.
Terry
Bars!
Finally made a list of somebody who thinks he sucks besides I do.
Liv Hendricks!
I wouldn't say seeking perfection, it's just mainly trying not to suck.
Julie Swyka.
Man, that sucks.
Wilson Contreras.
Losing suck, I tell you that, and that's all I can say.
George Wendt!
We had fun, but there you go, I suck.
Garth Algo!
Turn it off, man, turn it off! It's sucking my will to live!
The legend, Steve Dahl.
Disco sucks! Disco sucks!
Candace Parker.
It sucks.
Roquan Smith.
Yeah, man. Sucks.
Zach LaVine.
It sucks to have it happen game one.
DeMar DeRozan.
You know, it just sucks.
Mike Tomlin.
It all sucks. It's not degrees of suck. It all sucks.
Josh Allen.
Sucks. Losing sucks. Sucks.
Hopefully, former Cubs future Cubs closer, Pete Fairbanks.
No, I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck.
This roll call has been an all-encompassing type suck. AJ Pierzynski.
They should have just come out and said, hey, we're going to suck this year. And everyone would have been like, okay.
Pedro Grifol.
We're 20 games in. Our record sucks.
Michael Kopech.
It sucks, man. There's no easy way to put it.
Mark Burley.
So it did suck.
Clayton Kershaw.
Suck it, big dumper. Suck it, big dumper.
Patrick Manley.
It sucks, man. It sucks.
Just to say it bluntly, the Bears suck.
Kate Orton.
It sucks. It really does suck.
Jim Morris Sr.
We sucked. The second half, we sucked.
J.J. McCarthy.
Absolutely sucks.
Bob Costas.
I also don't understand, or maybe I should just applaud you, for having the self-confidence to label your own show Saturday Suckage.
Trash Panda.
Oh, hello.
Look who's back. Back. We have a whole Trash Panda segment coming up later in the show, don't we?
I'm really excited. I've seen the story. I'm excited. It's going to be a good time.
And then you and your text threads, chains, group text, that's a story too. A story of wanton stupidity. But that's not why
you know, we had to make a ruling, and I think we made the right choice.
We'll call that
a tease.
Yeah, I think so. Welcome to Saturday Suckage. We suck so you don't have to, and we just started it early. Living right up to the 618 text that showed up before the show, right? Before the show even started. A lot of people don't know this, but a lot of people are saying this is the worst show in radio history. Sure. That's it. Saturday Suckage. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studio. Is that a correct answer thing? Wow, that needs work. That needs work.
That's the
too.
One I was looking for.
We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer. Our phone number at the Score, 312-644-6767. Did I get that right, Trash Panda?
I think so. 312-644-6767. Yeah, been the same number for a while now.
And
yeah.
That doesn't mean I've always gotten it right. And I know that really rankled your perpetually red ass. So I wanted to make sure I got it right. We'll have guests. We'll tell you about who they are later on. Bears, Packers, both teams good. The game matters. It's like, we haven't seen this. We don't know what to do as Bears fans. And a big question, like all year, going back to last year too, actually, if you were critical about it, Caleb Williams' accuracy. Or lack of it. He's awful. He's so off target sometimes. I know there was wind in Philly. He's so off target. He looks like 50 Cent throwing out a ceremonial first pitch. And then he makes that throw to Kmet, running to his left, twisting his hips. Are you bleeping kidding me? Pro Football Reference calls 62.1% of Williams' passes as on target. That's 62.1% on target ranks 32nd out of 32 qualifying quarterbacks. That's as last as it gets. But wait, there's more. His 58.1% completion percentage ranks even lower, 33 out of 32. That's an accomplishment. So on the one hand, Ben Johnson said, nobody's happy. Nobody's happy. They're winning games despite the passing game, not because of it. And then has to say the next day, Caleb's on track. He's progressing, blah, blah, blah. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, that kind of stuff. Ben rightly said, Caleb's doing better at managing the game, which seems to be code for managing his own inaccuracy until the final minutes when he suddenly becomes, like Howie Long said, John Elway. It's wherever he needs to throw it, he can throw it. However he needs to throw it, he can throw it. Caleb's lack of accuracy while not turning over the ball would seem to me to be the story of tomorrow's game. It would dictate how the Packers would construct their game plan. It would determine how successful the Bears are going to be. I see the Packers selling out on the run, daring Caleb to beat them. They saw what the Bears offensive line and running backs did to that Philadelphia defensive line. They broke Jalen Carter twice, once in each shoulder. They destroyed the Eagles. And the Packers already have a problem at defensive tackle, at nose tackle, and they brought in about 700 pounds of ash to try to fill that in the last couple days. We'll talk to Sparky Pfeiffer up in Wisconsin, 105.7 radio. We will talk to him about that. But you look at what the Bears are going to do. They are an intimidating running team. Dan Orlovsky of First Take made this point. The Bears on first and second down run for 135 yards a game. 135 yards a game on first and second down. You can do whatever you want. Packers can't stop the Bears running game that we've seen the last 2 months without selling out. Bring a safety down. They're going to need extra bodies there. If they don't play it that way, they'll play to the Bears' strength. And what has Bill Belichick taught everybody? What is, take away a team's strength. Make them work to get something that isn't as good to beat you. And if they do, okay, they beat you. Make the Bears lean on one of their weaknesses, something that isn't a run game, and that's Caleb's accuracy or lack of accuracy. So Ben Johnson talked this week, and he's talked a whole lot for a lot of weeks about take the check down. Hit the primary receiver quickly. He also wants the receivers or the targets to be more precise with the routes and the steps and catch the ball. God, that's item number one. The Bears' targets have dropped 18 passes, sixth most in the NFL. That's one reason Caleb's completion percentage sucks. Caleb's accuracy is still a bigger issue. And I do think Caleb's accuracy will determine Sunday's game because it switches. It determines the Packers' game plan. Jason Leiser made this point in the Sun-Times about Caleb's awful accuracy, as if maybe this makes you feel better. He doesn't suck as badly as Trubisky and Fields. That may make you feel better. He's ahead of both of them in his career, Leiser says. And he has more touchdown passes and far fewer interceptions than Fields. He had 31 TD passes and 25 picks. Trubisky, 34 TD passes, 21 picks. Caleb Williams, 37 TD passes, 11 picks. The interception number's more impressive, Leiser continues, considering he has thrown a lot more passes. So he's an interception percentage for Caleb Williams, 1.1%. Trubisky was at 2.4, and Fields was at 3.6. But here's the key to this. We all wanted to become more accurate. Kurt Warner was on the station, Spiegel and Holmes, saying, just take the layups and be accurate with them. Not just take them, but hit them. Take that four-yard pass. And then there's the next down, and you've moved the sticks. But the key to Caleb Williams becoming more accurate is he gets to next year. He gets to year three. It's not what you want to hear the day before a game against Green Bay. But a Twitter account called Grim Cuddy, boy, is that a wonderful name, from someone who writes for the Windy City Gridiron, he was dared by somebody else on Twitter to show that accuracy can be improved. So Grim Cuddy rolled this out. It's a list of completion percentages in the first two seasons and then after that. So let's take a look at a different kind of roll call. Goff, we know him, right? Jared Goff, Ben's best friend. First two seasons, 59.8% completion percentage. After that, 67.0%. That's pretty good. That gets close to Ben's demand of 70%. Josh Allen, the comps coming quick and loudly. Caleb? Josh Allen, first two seasons, Josh Allen, 56.3%. After that, since then, 65.4%. You could live with 65%, couldn't you, Trash Panda?
I would say yes. Yeah. Yes.
I just want to make sure.
That's good. That's good.
Ben wants 70, but I want to know what the greatest meatball in the house will accept.
I think you can always aspire for 70, but 65 is still, we'll take that.
It's always good to have a goal. Drew Brees. Remember itty-bitty Drew Brees? 59.5%. No, that's down around Caleb territory. After that, 68.5%. Itty-bitty Drew Brees. Peyton Manning, you've heard of him, right? And if you haven't, just turn on your TV. He's on every commercial. Peyton Manning's first 2 years, 59.3%. After that, 66.1%. And Matt Ryan, 59.7% completion percentage his first 2 years. After that, 66.3%. Caleb just has to get to year three, which doesn't help in week 14, but that's how it works. And if the Trubisky-Fields comparison doesn't make you feel any better, this might make you laugh. Kevin O'Connell, the quarterback whisperer in Minnesota, a guy who should be whispering to the GM, the next GM, this guy's going to get fired, that he needs a quarterback who's not J.J. McCarthy, now one of the stars of our roll call, or Ben Brosmer. I came across this stunning stat. Maybe you saw this too. I never knew such a thing existed. And it's hard to believe we did not know this in this town where we watched Krenzel and Quinn and Hutchison and Moses Moreno. It's hard to believe we didn't know this. All those guys getting out of the quarterback clown car at Halas Hall, and we didn't know this? Bleacher Report posted this tweet. Vikings QBR in week 12, J.J. McCarthy, his QBR was 34.2. Vikings QBR in week 13, that was Max Brosmer, his QBR was 32.8. The tweet goes on. QBR, if you spiked the ball every play, would be 39.6. I didn't know there was a quarterback rating imagining spiking the ball on every play, and the Vikings just played two games with a quarterback whisperer coach with two different quarterbacks that couldn't reach the level of a quarterback who would spike the ball. It's got to make you.
Not to mention maybe the best receiver in the game, if not the best, second best.
Yeah. Yeah. And
Jordan Addison, who's also good.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And if you spike the ball, you have better quarterback ratings than the two guys they threw out there in consecutive weeks with the quarterback whisperer.
You got to think that they would do better if every play was just throw it to JJ, throw it to Justin Jefferson.
Uh-huh.
Every play, no matter what, just throw it to him. Doesn't matter who's covering him, what route he's going, just throw it to him. You got to think that you would do better than a 33-ish quarterback rating.
And that's really where Mitch Trubisky lived. He had no idea how to play quarterback for the Bears, but if you keep throwing it to Allen Robinson, he was going to win half the contested passes anyways. So, okay, there you go. So anyways, once you start talking about Vikings quarterbacks this year, you've reached the zenith or nadir of Saturday suckage, depending how you look at it. At noon, as I said, we'll talk to Sparky Pfeiffer, Wisconsin Sports Daily, 105.7 up there. And we'll talk Packers. We'll go behind the cheddar curtain. But next, we'll talk to Cassie Carlson, sports anchor for Fox 32, sports reporter for Fox 32. We're going to talk Bears and Packers here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We all came in hungry. So I think just the training and things like that, it's always been motivation. So I mean, for me being able to see the team have that success and without me being out there, it just only makes you more hungry. Definitely in the mental and psychological aspects that he's brought to our team and just the way that he talks to the team, the way that he, I would say, preaches and really instills his points and his way of doing things into our minds.
That is Jalen Johnson talking about coming back. He's ready to go. Talking about a lot of things, and we need to credit to our next guest. She did the interview with him. Welcome and welcome back. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Joining me on the Circus Sports Illinois Hotline is Cassie Carlson, Fox 32 anchor and reporter. Download the Circa app today. Cassie, thank you for taking time out today. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it. Big game coming up on Sunday.
I've heard. You know, people have said that as a chance to eat bratwurst. That's all I know. Do you ever walk through the Lambeau parking lot, by the way? I don't know where you park, where you guys park, where you stay. Some people stay in Green Bay right across the street. And do you ever walk through the Lambeau parking lot?
I think I get there too early. I get there at like 6:30, 7 a.m., so I miss the debauchery that is the Lambeau parking lot. But I do have to admit, it's just cool walking through that neighborhood almost. The fact that they have a stadium in the middle of it is pretty impressive. And, I mean, I grew up in Chicago. I hated the Packers growing up. But there is something really impressive about that. And we laugh about booking hotels. I have to stay in Appleton this year because it got booked up so quickly. But if we do get to stay in Green Bay, typically it's at the two-star Quality Inn that's like $800 a night.
Of course it is. It's like graduation. If you go to a small town graduation, you're going to pay $800 a night because mom and dad have to be there and they know it. However, I bring that up because I did tromp through. Me and Moon Mullen were tromping through the parking lot a couple of times, and it is the best smelling parking lot ever because of all the brats, all the grilling, everything, but especially the brats. For me, that's the best smelling parking lot, all the tailgating going on.
Yeah, I believe it. We do something where they have a restaurant called Lombardi's inside the stadium. And because our pregame show is so early, we're done at like 11. And with 3:25 kick, we have time to kill. We go to a place called Lombardi's and we do enjoy brats and cheese curds. I have to admit, I feel like you have to, though. Like, you don't get that here. So when you're in Green Bay, it's really the only option.
Right. Those are two of the four major food groups up there. You've
done
very well for yourself. My guest, Cassie Carlson, Fox 32, anchor, Bears reporter. You did the interview with Jalen Johnson, an important part coming back and getting bigger and playing more. So what jumped out at you about what he said in your interview?
I think one of the things that's been impressive about Jalen Johnson is just how he's matured and embraced kind of everything that's come along with his NFL career. And he talked about how this was the first time he's really dealt with an in-season injury where he had to have surgery and it kept him out for a handful of games. And mind you, this is also the first time Jalen Johnson and a lot of these players are experiencing winning in their NFL career. And so just to hear kind of how spiritually, mentally, physically he worked his way back was interesting. And he talked about separately doing a fast where it was just no food, no water, to get spiritually closer to God. I know he's a faithful person, and I thought that was interesting of how he was trying to better himself as he was working back from core muscle surgery, but also how he wanted to be around this team and get back because of what this defense is doing and the way he was able to appreciate what Nashawn Wright has been able to do as he just won NFC Defensive Player of the Month and seeing the secondary get takeaways. Seeing someone like Al Harris, who he used to watch the Cowboys DBs getting all these interceptions and takeaways and wondering what was the secret, and now to see that they have Al Harris and the same thing is happening in Chicago, I think he just wants to be a part of it. And we talked about sniffing out phony, which we all know Jalen Johnson had his own feelings about Matt Eberflus, and the fact that he doesn't feel that way about Ben Johnson. I don't think anyone does, and that Ben Johnson's just, it's another player who's just talked about the way he's been able to connect with this team and get these guys to buy in so quickly. And I think that's a huge reason as to why we're seeing what's happening on the field.
What we saw last year, I'm glad you brought up last year, because it's not just that Ben is a smarter coach, better clock management, better relations with it, but whatever he was selling, they're buying, because he's as authentic and responsible and willing to take blame where it is, that in as much and in as great as amount as Eberflus refused to have an honest opinion of himself. And that's when the Washington game, when he clearly blew it and he refused to admit it, that's when the locker room went kablooey, and it just got worse from then on. That's the way I saw it. How did you see what played out last year and compare it to what you're seeing this year?
I mean, I think we know last year they wanted accountability. They had called it out so many times. And just hearing this week with what Ben Johnson did at the team meeting on Monday, mind you, they came off a win and what you could call a signature win against the Eagles. And he was going to talk about the passing game and them winning in spite of it not clicking right now. Yet he started the team meeting by showing a handful of plays that he felt like he called the wrong play or he could have done a better job. And the way I think he calls out himself and shows humility in that sense, I think is important for these players to see, because Ben Johnson coaches hard. We've seen examples of him calling out players, calling out habits, calling out practice habits early in the season, wanting to see more. And I get the sense that he's doing the same thing behind closed doors while also criticizing himself in front of the players. And so I feel like they're all, with doing that, they're all in it together, right? It's not him versus us or he's putting us in a bad light. He equally wants to win. He kind of talked about, you know, the culture word that's being thrown around a lot, because I do think that this team and franchise has been searching for a culture for some time. And he said it's more just the approach they have to every day. And we know that he's detail oriented and he is going to be very direct and he expects a lot from his players. He pointed that out from day one when he stepped up for his introductory press conference, saying that they're going to work harder than they've ever worked before in their life. And I think he's just a man of his word, and everything that he's said, he's applied to this team. And I think that also builds trust within the locker room, and the guys are seeing that he's living it, they're living it, and they're clearly in it together.
My guest is Cassie Carlson, Fox 32 anchor, Bears beat reporter. We're talking Bears Packers here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. So how do you see Sunday's game going? What do you think is the key? What does Green Bay do about the run game? Do they sell out for the run game and dare Caleb to beat them? How do you think this goes?
Great question. And I think this is one of those things where I'm going to go with the run game is going to travel to Lambeau. One, the conditions, it's going to be cold. There's a chance for snow. The wind is going to be whipping around. And as soon as that sun goes down, it's going to be brutal out there. So I think with Kyle Manungai, with DeAndre Swift, and really with this offensive line that is now being credited as one of the best in the NFL for the way they were able to just run the ball against the Vic Fangio defense. I think you got to run the ball against the Packers defense as well. And we know that Rome Odunze is out as he's dealing with a nagging foot injury. So there's an opportunity for more DJ Moore, who his numbers are down this year. I think you're going to see a handful of Luther Burden as well as Colston Loveland. But I think the Bears' recipe, as it's been proven time and time again, is stick to the run. And that was something that they kind of got away from early in the season. But once they found that they have this duo in the backfield with DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manungai, and the passing game has had holes in it and it hasn't clicked as there's been some accuracy issues with Caleb Williams, it's kind of the method to why they're able to control the clock and stay and win a lot of these games. And so to have that as your identity, being the second ranked rushing team, we know Ben Johnson had similar success in running the ball in Detroit. I think it's something that they can kind of hang their hat on going into this game. But I also think defensively, you're going to have to find a way to continue to get takeaways against these quarterbacks. And Jordan Love simply doesn't turn the ball over. He's thrown three interceptions this season. So when I was talking to Jalen Johnson this week, he said, you know, you could call us opportunistic, but it is something that they stress. They're simply looking to take away the ball. And even Nashawn Wright talked about that tush push fumble that he forced and recovered, that wasn't something that they had seen on tape or they had talked about doing when they were going to stop it, but it was just instincts. And they've clearly developed these instincts to find the ball. But I would also expect Green Bay to run the ball heavily with Josh Jacobs. Granted, they do get TJ Edwards and Noah Sewell back.
TJ Edwards coming back is huge. I would think Jalen Johnson, going into the season before he got hurt, acknowledged as the best defensive player. Who do you think has been the best defensive player for the Bears this year? Is it as obvious and much of a – is it that obvious that it's Nashawn Wright? And there you go, end of argument, end of discussion?
I think there's an argument for Kevin Byard as well because of what he's been able to do on and off the field with the leading the league in interceptions with six, and he's been just a ball hawk back there. Mm-hmm. I also think the credit that Ben Johnson has given him in the locker room, I think he's helping out Ben Johnson a lot with keeping a pulse on the team and keeping the locker room together and keeping the main thing the main thing. And Ben has talked about a number of times guys like Byard, Grady Jarrett, Joe Tooney, who he really kind of relies on a week-to-week basis to get a feel for what the focus of the team is. And so I don't think you can understate that, because in the past, they haven't had veterans in this locker room. And that's part of the reason why they were able to bring in someone like CJ Gardner-Johnson, who has a reputation of he might be a little combative in the locker room or on the field. He could cause some troubles, but they have the guys in there now where they can keep people in check. And so I think Kevin Byard, there's an argument there for him as well. I mean, TJ Edwards, going into the season, Luke Kennelly and I always talk about how Tremaine Edmonds was the highest paid linebacker. But TJ Edwards was kind of the guy who kept it all together, and he's the one out there that you see everywhere. And the move between him and Tremaine Edmonds seemed to have worked well in Dennis Allen's defense. But I think you have to give credit to DA as well, because he was dealing with a depleted group, and he's just continued to find ways to scheme and find ways to get stops and wins when they need them.
My guest is Cassie Carlson, Fox 32 anchor, Bears beat reporter. We're talking Bears-Packers here on The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. You mentioned Luke Kennelly. Who's in charge of bringing the bronzer up to Green Bay tomorrow?
Oh, my gosh.
I just want to know. I would add, Lou is just too big to bring it himself. And do you also have to bring wood putty to fill in the cracks that show with his age?
Oh, my gosh.
Tell him I said hi.
Send it to him.
Yeah, tell him I said hi. Before I let you go, I was talking about Caleb's accuracy or lack of accuracy. And I don't know if it's been done, but years ago, old Bears fans will remember, Cassie, your dad might remember, Joe Montana throwing a 3-yard pass to John Taylor or especially Jerry Rice and on that slant, and then they go 80 yards. And I know Caleb admires Aaron Rodgers, and he would do the same thing with Devontae Adams, and he'd throw 3 yards and they go 60 yards on the, and whatever you needed to do. But he was taking that, the slant, the gimme, it's open, throw it, trust it kind of thing. And I don't know if they've shown him tape of that. But if he could ever develop that with Luther Burden III, they would have that kind of explosiveness, I think. You think they're close to that? Do you think it plays with Rome out? Does this become a bigger opportunity that Luther Burden gets that spotlight Sunday?
I know that Ben Johnson loves Luther Burden, and I think that's exactly how you need to use him. You know, I think back to last year, even the Eberflus era, one of the most frustrating parts is they never ran slants. And whether or not that was because their quarterback at the time couldn't hit it or what, it was so frustrating. But I think it plays into what Ben Johnson wants. And I think he truly is a believer of the yards after catch, and Luther Burden is built for that. I think DJ Moore is also built for that, but they've been using him kind of in a different way. And, you know, they have him in the backfield at times. And I think there's a lot of people are questioning why DJ Moore is used that way. But I think this is a huge opportunity for Luther Burden, even DJ Moore, with Rome Odunze out. And mind you, Rome hasn't played great since the start of the season. There have been a handful of drops that seem uncharacteristic. And I know he started the season so hot, but ever since then, he's really dropped off. And so I think this week in general, Luther Burden is going to be featured more and more. And it seems to be a theme with Ben Johnson and rookies, because he talked this week about how much he trusts Kyle Manungai. And it's building the trust between the players and the coach, where he feels like he can throw him into the spots. Because after the game where Olamide Zaccheaus had all those drops, suddenly we saw Luther Burden get the majority of the snaps over Olamide Zaccheaus. And so this is someone that the coaching staff continues to compliment just for the way that he comes into the building. He's working extra with Antoine Randall L. He's asking all the right questions. And it seems like they finally trust him enough to throw him out there in some key moments. And he, along with Colston Loveland, I feel like every game they have some incredible catch. And we're like, how did they make that play? And I think they're the kind of guys, granted they're part of Ben Johnson's first draft class, that he really likes, that he feels like he can build a team around and an offense around. And so I think you could definitely see more of Luther Burden. I think they're going to use a lot of shifts and motions like they did last week to try to give them an advantage over what Ben Johnson called maybe the best defense they'll see all year.
Cassie, I want to remind you, when you cross into Wisconsin, turn your watch back 100 years. Just a tip. I want to thank you for playing our game.
I was going to buy some spotted cow.
Yeah, okay, that'll be good. That'll hopefully take the edge off being in Wisconsin. Thank you for playing our game. Thanks for taking time today to be with me, Cassie. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Have a good weekend.
You too. Cassie Carlson, Fox 32, anchor, Bears reporter. Good knowledge. Good acumen right there for us on the score. And we were talking Bears-Packers, and we'll continue to talk about that. Top of the hour, I'll talk to Sparky Pfeiffer in Wisconsin. We'll go behind the Cheddar Curtain, and we'll talk Packers, get a breakdown on that, and how that whole Ben Johnson, Matt LaFleur thing is going. But I want to remind you this. Before Chicago takes on Green Bay, tune in tomorrow, 12 to 325, for your local Ford Dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully will get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, they'll have instant reaction on the postgame show, streamed exclusively on YouTube and Twitch. The postgame show is presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. Speaking of hearing stuff, we've got some precious audio coming up in the next section. Next segment. We'll have a bunch of twits and giggles, but there's some audio that is priceless from Caleb Williams. I'm Steve Rosenblum. This is Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The Bears. Yeah. Yes. The Bears. The Bears. Welcome in. Welcome back.
Bears.
Top of the hour, we'll talk to Sparky Pfeiffer, Wisconsin Sports Daily up there. Before that, we got some twits and giggles and a piece of audio play at the end of the segment that is priceless. But there's a Twitter account reading WBR. So I would interpret that as Wake and Bake Rick. Anyways, whoever that person is tweeted this. The Bears are just bleeping good. Bleep your DVOA. Bleep your EPA. Bleep your spreadsheets. Bleep the nerds. They just find ways to win a damn game. Bleep you. That was the tweet. And I saw it because it was retweeted by Caleb Williams. There you go.
Man.
Yeah. So this kind of circulated this week after the Bears offensive line destroyed Philadelphia and now heading to Green Bay. And it surfaced in a mocking way. Their last visit to Green Bay, here was your starting offensive line. Your left tackle was Larry Borum. Your left guard was Jake Curran. Center was Coleman Shelton. Your right guard was Matt Pryor. Your right tackle was and is Darnell Wright. Your reserves were Glazer, Kramer, Amagachi.
Glazer?
Glazer? I think it was Glazer.
Who the hell was that? I don't even remember that guy.
Nikki Glazer. She's a comedian. She does a lot of dirty stuff.
It would make sense she was a backup lineman for the 2024 Bears. I get it.
So, but here's the thing. While that was posted in a mocking way, and this one is better, yes, that line won. That line went up to Green Bay and won and made Thomas Brown the only undefeated Bears coach in Lambeau history. Anyways, that was
and made sure line. That Matt Eberflus is still the only Bears coach to not beat the Packers.
There you go. Always a good thing. So I have a question for you. Shirtless Ben Johnson or shirtless Anthony Rizzo? That's really a callback. Do you have any idea what that
I'm
is?
I'm trying to remember shirtless Anthony Rizzo.
Well, that was Elizabeth Moss from Mad Men. And her agent, when she got nominated, I think, for an Emmy or Golden Globe, just sent her a picture, a screenshot of shirtless Anthony Rizzo. And Elizabeth Moss was talking about it on like maybe E or something or to Us Magazine. Said, oh, yeah, anytime she sends me shirtless Anthony Rizzo, I know it's important. And she eventually would come to do the seventh inning stretch. She showed up, and I don't know if he took his shirt off or not, but I would think most of Chicago now would vote for shirtless Ben Johnson.
He's got my
vote. By the way, do you know where glizzies come from? Because Wiener Circle uses it a lot. We're free glizzies if Ben takes his shirt off. Glizzies.
I don't know where that slang came from, no.
I will tell you. It's a good thing I'm so smart. Glizzies is, you know, H to the Izzo kind of stuff for a Glock. A hot dog looks like the barrel of a Glock. And that's how we get glizzies. But don't tell that to the people getting free hot dogs. Ben Fox, F-A-W-K-E-S, he's a betting analyst for Yahoo, formerly of ESPN and VSiN, V-I-S-N. He posted this. There is a notable Super Bowl bet out there. I think it was at MGM. I'm not sure where it was placed, but somebody's holding paper, $50,000 bet on the Chicago Bears to win the Super Bowl at 66-1 odds. I'll do the math for you. $3.3 million. That's the payoff. The Bears are currently 30-1, or they were this week. It's the largest reported Super Bowl wager by liability at legal U.S. sports books. But here's the thing about that. I mean, $3.3 million, that's a nice payday. You go, yeah, I'll take that. 66-1 odds are not legit, not honest odds, not true odds. You never get true odds when you're a Chicago fan betting on Chicago teams, and odds makers know it, and they know that Chicago fans scream and yell and root with their money, and you're never going to get true odds on your team. But hey, 66-1, you drop $50,000. Ooh, boy. The last time the Bears held the number one seed this late into the season, we've talked about it a lot, 2006, right? They went to the Super Bowl. Ben Johnson was a backup quarterback at UNC. Caleb Williams just turned 5 years old.
And I was a sophomore in high school.
Yeah, so you were playing football. You were a football player, right?
I was. Yeah. Or wait, 2006. Actually, I was a junior. Excuse me.
Oh, I assumed that you were of junior age, but held back.
I was 16. I was 16, so I was a yeah. You get it.
Okay. All right. It's important to know the weather report because you're in Green Bay and you have lots of things going on. So the Weather Channel lets me know this. A few flurries or snow possible during the day. And again, it's a mid-afternoon game, 325 window. Winds at 10 to 15 miles an hour. A high of 19 and a low of holy crap once the sun sets. Because if you're going to have wind and it's going to be dark and there's no sun, it could be as bitter as Micah Parsons. We'll talk about Micah Parsons next hour. But with that wind, with that cold, with those elements, important to know this. If it comes to a last second kick, the Packers have the fifth worst field goal percentage in the league. Mark that down. You'll be a hit as you sit at the bar and wait for that last second kick. All right, here's what I promised you is some priceless audio. Kyle Brandt, Good Morning Football, sat down with Caleb Williams. And in stealing the act of mean tweets, Kyle Brandt every week has been outing Bears fans who are tweeting at halftime, oh my God, the Bears suck. Fire Ben Johnson. This sucks. This season's over. We suck. We shouldn't do this. Caleb sucks. So what he did was he had Caleb read the panic tweets. And here's a bit of that.
So Kimmel does mean tweets. I have scared tweets. What's it
say?
Yeah.
It says, yeah. Fire Ben Johnson.
Sure.
One and done. Same old Bears. Trey Williams, bum. Ass two.
Mm-hmm.
Needs an extra O for the two.
For the two.
This team, just a complete disaster every week. Caleb sucks. Cairo sucks.
Yep.
The special teams suck. We have no pass rush.
Yep.
It's all a problem. Kudos to you, Mike. We're 9-3, buddy.
Listen to the QB1. Enjoy yourself, Bears.
Enjoy yourself.
Right, just have some
Enjoy
fun.
Yourself.
Kudos to you, Mike. We're 9-3. I love that. I think it's a great bit that Kyle Brandt has. And if you go back and you can find it somewhere, we've played it every week where he's just read the tweets of Bears fans panicking and quitting and we suck and all of that, all the doom saying. And it's hysterical. And he's just trashing all these fans who tweet that, who don't believe. And he was the one about a month ago after Minnesota game. And he said, when Minnesota scored, I knew the Bears were going to win. Because there was two.
The Bears are the too much time left team.
Yes. And that's the first place I heard it. And he was so stunned. Oh, my God. The Bears are the too much time left on the clock team. All right, take a break. When we come back, we will go behind the cheddar curtain. We'll see what's up with the Packers. I'm Steve Rosenblum. Saturday Suckage. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.